Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we share financial tips and advice to help you feel financially empowered. I am Jenna Tauble, AVP of Marketing here at First Alliance Credit Union, and joining me again is Christina Kovacevic. Thank you so much for being here again. I love having you and talking with you about all these important money topics that we have. And today we have one that's really, really important, and I think a lot of people maybe don't even know this term, and that is predatory lending and what that means. And so we're going to dive into that today. But first, before we dive into our topic, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself and your role here at First Alliance?
Of course. Welcome, everyone. I'm Christina Kovacevic. I'm the Assistant Vice President of Retail Experience. So basically, I run all the branches with my branch managers. I have been here since October 1st, but have over 10 years of financial experience.
Awesome. And again, thank you so much for being here.
I love doing this.
Yeah. Let's dive in. So predatory lending, that is a word that sounds kind of scary. What exactly does that mean, and how does predatory lending differ from like traditional lending mm-hmm. that we do here at the credit union?
Well, predatory lending is scary because it's an actual thing. So predatory lending is there's different companies that will loan dollars to you, but the interest rate is sometimes 25, almost like a credit card, 25 to 45% interest. So you're stuck paying on this loan for a long period of time and you're never getting ahead. Mm. And how they differ is, I would say the biggest way that they differ is the interest rate that they're able to offer. Maybe this is one of your questions, but I'll just go right into it. Sometimes people who have low credit and maybe have been denied at other banks or credit unions, mm-hmm. they might resort to predatory or to these other lenders, and those lenders know that, and that's what makes them predatory.
Yeah, so they're kind of just taking advantage of people's, you know, situation where they're maybe being denied other places, but for good reason, because they don't have the cash flow they need to afford mm-hmm. payments and things like that. And then that comes because, you know, these lenders are taking on more risk in that way, that they're mm-hmm. they can kind of get away with charging these exorbitant, you know, rates,
yeah,
which doesn't help the person going into these institutions, because then that just, again, that becomes this huge fee that you end up paying, essentially. Yeah. Sometimes they even position it that way mm-hmm. as like an upfront fee that you pay for borrowing the money, versus they don't ever actually tell you the actual interest rate you're paying, because if they did, your eyes would pop out of your head, I think. And I'm sure that we've probably seen, you know, a lot of members here who have fallen victim to some of these types. I mean, have you ever seen any or worked with any members who've experienced that and come to us for help?
Yep. So those places are quote unquote great because you're able to get what you want in that moment, but you're always stuck in the same cycle of doing the same thing, and you're never able to just build your credit or pay off that loan. Mm-hmm. I actually did have a member that I helped. They had an auto loan, 34.99% interest rate, and our highest interest rate at that time was, I think, like maybe 18%. Yeah. And I'm just like, holy buckets, like, you're going to be paying on interest forever. Like, you're never really going to pay this loan off.
Yeah.
And by the time you pay this car off, the car might not even be working, you know? And mm-hmm. so a lot of those pay day places, those are considered predatory lending. I don't want to name off, like, specific people, but do your research.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about payday loans specifically, because you brought that up, because I think that's at least the one that comes to my head when I think about predatory lending the most. So what exactly does that mean, a payday loan?
So you come in, you apply for a loan. They typically give you that loan, but like I said, the interest rate is in that 20, 30, sometimes even 40% range. And then you come back and you pay on that loan to them. Not only do they do loans, but they also do check cashing, and they charge you an astronomical fee to cash a check, or a lot of people that are in construction work, they need to get the materials before they start the job, so they'll go to this place, and that's how they get their dollars, and then they pay it back, and then, they just get stuck in this cycle. It's easy to go to those places because it's like instant turnaround because of how high the interest rate is, versus like coming into a bank or a credit union, you know, we require to see some documentation. We want to make sure, I think the biggest thing at First Alliance is we never want to put members in situations where they're going to be paying on a loan forever or they can't afford the loan. Mm-hmm. So that's why we ask for a lot of documentation sometimes, because we want to make sure that you're able to pay on that, that we don't put you in a financial pinch or we drop your credit score because we're giving you something that is not obtainable to you or something that you can't pay back.
Right, right. Yeah, so like, so payday loans, it sounds like those not only come with that high interest rate, but they also have a really quick payoff time, right? Mm-hmm. If you're talking payday, that's every week for some people, every other week, once mm-hmm. a month. Like, that's a really fast turnaround to have to yes. pay back what could be a sizable loan, even if it's just a couple $100 or $1,000, you know, they're not necessarily these huge loans, but they're enough where they're going to eat up your next paycheck. Which is how you're stuck in that cycle over and over again. Ugh, that's so frustrating to hear that people feel that they have to turn to those types of things. So what are maybe some of the, I mean, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but if you had to like kind of bullet point it, what are maybe some red flags people should look for to know that, hey, maybe this loan, even though it seems like a really good solution to my problem right now, maybe is predatory and I shouldn't move forward?
I think the biggest service that you can do for yourself is to do your research. Check out a couple of different credit unions, check out a different couple of banks, you know, just really mm-hmm. Open your eyes up to like what all is out there. Because I think if most people, you know, went to a payday loan place and then maybe stopped at First Alliance and then stopped at another financial and they kind of compared rates and payments and terms, I don't think that they would be in the position that they're in mm-hmm. to go with that pay loan place.
Yeah.
Another red flag is if the interest rate just seems astronomical, that's a huge red flag. The turnaround time, I think that's another huge red flag. Mm. They're not really looking at your financial situation. They're not looking at the whole picture. They're looking at, they need this. I know that every week they get paid. I know that they're going to pay me $500 a month or every week until this gets paid off. Like, they're not looking at you as a person and what you can afford. They're just looking to turn and burn these loans because mm-hmm. the amount of money that they make on interest off of you, they don't care.
Yeah. So what happens with a payday loan if you can't make your payment to them?
It goes into derogatory and it keeps building on that interest and it shows up on your credit, and you can try to settle that loan by calling them, but most times they're not looking to settle. Like, they want the full amount and they're going to continue to charge you interest until
while you're not paying. So that interest just keeps building and building and building, just yep. digging you deeper and deeper
and deeper. Yep. Yeah. Dropping your credit score. Yeah.
Interesting. So you kind of talked a little bit about this at the in a couple different spots, but just to kind of bring it full circle a little bit. So is there, you know, who do predatory lenders typically target and why is that group so vulnerable to having to turn to these types of lending solutions, do you think?
I think they target people who maybe don't have a whole lot of financial education. And I'm just going to throw it out there. There's a lot of people that don't know a lot about financial education. Mm-hmm. I feel like the only reason I know so much is because I work in this space.
100%, which is why we're doing this podcast,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So people can learn about this stuff and make yes. better choices down the road for
yes.
themselves.
Yes, and I, too, myself, learn something new every day just, like, working here, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think they target people who don't have a lot of, like, financial education on the finance side. I think they target people who maybe are not really good at budgeting or creating a budget or having a budget. I think they target people who have low credit scores and maybe have been turned down by, you know, a good portion of credit unions or banks in their community. And so that's like their next resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely like the group of people who are truly vulnerable because they don't know what they don't know necessarily. They don't know how to ask the right questions or how to truly understand like what even loan terms could mean.
Yes.
And what that cycle could get you into. So let's say somebody has fallen into this kind of predatory lending cycle and they want to get out of it, but they can't pay their way out of it because they're in so deep. How can the credit union help, or what are some things they could do for themselves to start to dig out of that hole?
refinance. Like, try your best to refinance that loan into something else. I can guarantee you that the interest rate that you're paying there is going to be cut mm-hmm. more than half than what we offer here. Even at our highest interest rate, it still will not touch the 20 to 30 to 40% interest rate that these places are charging. Mm-hmm. Continue to make those payments, because even though you're not getting out of that hole as fast as you like, continue to make those payments. So then when you do go to refinance, you can show that positive payment history. So
sure.
when you come to First Alliance, we do a lot of storybook lending. We want to hear what's going on. We want to understand what's going on, and then we want to find solutions. So if you come to us and you're like, hey, I'm with Pay America or whatever one of those places is, yeah. and I've been making my payment, you know, to them for the last 6 to 8 months. I've never been late. Here's my transaction history. We will work with you. We will find a way to, you know, maybe take on part of that loan, or maybe the whole loan, or maybe we can, you know, if you own your own home, maybe we can take some cash out of that. Or maybe if you own a car and there's some, the loan to value is there, so you pay, it's worth more than what you owe.
There's some equity in there.
Equity in there that we can use. So we will explore all options and figure out the best option for you. We're not just going to give you one option. We're going to be like, okay, so here's option A, B, C, or D. Which one are you interested in? So.
Yeah. So I guess let's talk a little bit, and we've kind of covered this a little bit already, but I want to circle back to it because I think it's really important that people understand, like, the potential long-term consequences of being stuck in a cycle like this, like, to your credit score, to your budget, to your, you know, your cash
livelihood.
Flow. Yeah, like, what does that look like, truly?
I think what it truly looks like is, and I know I've mentioned this, if you're looking to get out of that cycle and do better for yourself, it's really, really hard to get out of that cycle because you're in it for so long and you can never catch up and you can never save a little bit. And you're just then constantly doing the same thing over and over again. Whereas if you come to First Alliance, we'll set a term on that. We're not going to charge you 20, 30, 40% on an interest rate. We're going to see what is best for you and your life and, you know, your family. Mm-hmm. But I think the long-term effect is that you're always going to be stuck in that same cycle, going to the same payday loan place, getting the same crappy cars. You know, like, you're never going to be able to get out of that cycle and do better for yourself if you continue to go there. I know it's quick. I know it's fast. I know it's easy. Like, you can get the money at the palm of your hand. But sometimes that's not worth it. You know, I think the biggest thing is like, if you know your car is getting old or you need some money, plan ahead. You know, maybe it's you save a little bit extra, or maybe you come into your financial institution and say like, hey, this is what I'm planning. This is what I need. Help me make a budget, or can I get a loan for this? If you don't try, if you don't stop in, you'll never know. And I think a lot of people are pleasantly surprised when we are able to help them because they've been turned down in so many other areas.
Yeah.
And I mean, even myself, when I first started here, I'm like, wow, we approved that. And then I learned about storybook lending and I'm like, I can see why we approved that. Like, it makes sense because we get to know what's happening in your life. And, you know, sometimes you get put in a tough spot and you have to figure out, am I going to pay my mortgage or am I going to pay my RPU bill?
Yeah. Bad things happen to good people.
They sure do.
And good people sometimes just need to get pointed in the right direction with a little bit of financial advice and guidance. And that's definitely why we're here talking today, right? To give you that advice and guidance. So we talked about payday loans a little bit. Is there other types of lending that could be considered predatory? Like, is there predatory mortgages out there? Is there credit cards can feel a little bit predatory depending on how those are structured even, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of predatory lending, credit cards that happen. I'm trying to think of, I had a member who had kind of gone in over their head and decided that their best course of action was to connect with one of those places where, like, they consolidate, like a debt consolidation place.
Oh, like debt settlement?
Debt settlement. Okay. Yeah. And so then what they tell you is like, stop paying on all your loans and we'll work with those creditors. Well, when you stop paying on all those loans, that drops your credit. And then basically what they're doing is they're calling all those companies to settle at a lower dollar amount, and then they're paying it, and then you're paying them, and that comes with an interest rate too. That's kind of a lot. So
yeah,
those debt settlement places, if you are even thinking about going that route, please come talk to us at First Alliance and we will find other alternatives for you, because I don't understand why someone would tell someone just stop paying on all your stuff. Like, late payments, those ding your credit, like, mm-hmm. 30, 60, 90 days.
Yeah.
That stuff that's showing in derogatory, that takes 7 to 10 years to fall off your credit. Like, a lot of people have dreams and goals that they want to accomplish in 7 to 10 years. Don't let those small credit, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 credit cards stop you to go down that right route to settle.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great point, because, you know, you don't think about some of the long-term consequences that can happen with, you know, these, and it can be really hard, you know, to your point earlier, where you're in this spot and you're just like, I just need to take care of this problem. How do I get it off my plate? How do I feel better? How do I stop stressing? But sometimes the fast and easy solution, or what seems fast and easy, isn't the long-term best solution, because there are these downstream effects, to your point, like you're now stuck in this payday cycle, or you're now stuck with these derogatory marks on your mm-hmm. credit for a very long time. And to try to dig back out of that hole is almost going to be more work than if you had just, like, put the pause and, like, looked through all of your options and talked to multiple places to really get a better picture for, like, your solutions.
Absolutely.
What would you say, because we are almost out of time, what do you want to talk about that we haven't maybe touched on when it comes to predatory lending that you feel like our listeners should really know or take under advisement?
I don't know if this is necessarily like to predatory lending, but to anyone that's like watching the podcast, we've all been in financial situations where we think that we can't get out of it, or we think that, you know, maybe going to one of the predatory lenders is a last resort. Maybe you're embarrassed to come in and talk about your situation. Don't. We've all, like, even the people that work at First Alliance have had, you know, things happen to them that are unexpected, and have had to, you know, maybe look at different options. But come in and talk to us. We will find a solution for you. And, you know, I say that and I pause because it might not always be the solution that you're looking for, mm-hmm. but it's a solution that's going to help you take the next step in the right direction, where then we can offer other solutions to continue to move you in that right direction. This is the judgment-free zone. Like, I always say to myself, like, we listen and we don't judge, because, you know, myself included, you know, I've been put into some financial pickles before, and, you know, I always just, you know, you kind of swallow your pride a little bit, yeah. and you just go in, and you're yep. just like, hey, like, this is what's going on. And I think when you can have real conversations like that, we, in turn, the people that work at First Alliance, we have real conversations with you, too. We're never going to put you in a financial pickle. That's like yeah. my new thing, like yeah. a financial pickle where you can't pay something back, or we look at it all. We look at the credit score. We look at your debt to income. We look at your loan to value. We look at what else you got going on that maybe is not reporting, you know, maybe it's like your kid's school, or maybe it's daycare. Like, we take all of that stuff into consideration when we either approve or deny someone for a loan. Mm-hmm. We really want you to live a very financially sound life, because finances are tough and it causes a lot of people anxiety. And I think it's great that we do this podcast to let people know, like, we're human here at the credit union yes. too. So don't be afraid to come see us.
100%. Well, thank you so much, Christina, for being here. This was really informative and I think eye-opening. Even I learned some things myself that I didn't know. But thank you so much for tuning in. And this has been Good Money Moves. So make sure that you like and subscribe on whatever you're watching or listening to this on. And if you want to learn more about the safe and affordable lending options that we have here at First Alliance Credit Union, make sure to check out our website, firstalliancecu.com. And until next time, stay financially empowered.